plains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune in to the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to Telling of His Goodness broadcast. I'm author, evangelist Brenda Randall. Thank you so much for tuning in again on this week. I pray you were blessed as you heard the messages on last few weeks that we've been broadcasting from missionary Erling Solomon concerning godly parenting. Since it was Mother's Day and Father's Day coming up, I thought I was led of the Lord to have her message broadcast, amen, for such a time as this, because truly we need to be know how to be godly parents in these days and times. Our children need us. They need our prayers. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the message was such a blessing to me, and I claim it for my children. I have one daughter living, Penny, and her children and her grandchildren. I claim it for us all, and when I don't know what to pray, how to pray, I begin to receive the prayer that she prayed, and I tell you, it works. It works. I thank the Lord, hallelujah, for reminding us how to go back and pray for our children. It seems that the world is moving so fast, but the Lord changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he wants us to pray, intercede the more as we see the day approaching, the more for our children. He said, pray without ceasing. And he said that we should always pray and not faint. So I was so blessed by hearing the messages. If you would like to get the message in its entirety, please call me at 318-305-6965, and I will be glad to send you a copy of the message. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Now, Father, we thank you. We pray. We love you for this morning. You are such a good, awesome God for keeping us, for bringing us thus far. Lord, without you, we could do nothing. Without you, we would fail. We would know how to even move, have our being without you, Lord. In everything, we give thanks on this morning that you will meet every need, whatever it may be, healing, deliverance, finances, set free in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise you for keeping our bodies healed, keeping our minds stayed on you. Lord, we can trust you. We can depend totally on you, God. And we thank you for your word of encouragement on this morning that you have for us. We thank you. We praise you. We give you glory in Jesus' name. We would like to thank you so much for getting a copy of the books, all of you who've gotten a copy. Thank you. It is truly a blessing. And I don't ever get tired of pushing it, because it is truly based on the word of God. It is my life experience of how God brought me through, brought me out, and is bringing me into such a time as this through testimony, through his life-inspiring witness of what he can do. And if we trust him, he will always be on time. No matter what we may be seeing to go through right now, he is able and willing to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that working in us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And last Tuesday morning, the Lord gave us a message. We always meet for latest prayer on Tuesday morning at Pentecostal Concord in Concord. And it is such a blessing. We meet for an hour from 10 to 11. It's such an encouragement to come out in the morning when we can just pour our hearts to the Lord and listen to the Lord and see what he is saying. On last Tuesday morning, he laid on Sister Monique's heart about his song, Our Strength and Song. We were in Exodus, the 15th chapter, 1 and 2 verses. Praise the Lord. And it reads thus. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he had triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider had he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. We were talking about our strength and song. A song is a musical utterance. Some people are so gifted to sing. I can't sing or can't play a musical instrument. Always wanted to play the guitar. That is my favorite instrument. And I have some cousins, or my husband's cousin started back with his my husband's uncle, who played the guitar, and then his son started playing, and now their sons are playing up to four generations, are playing the guitar and can sing. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, I enjoy it so much, and music is so important to me. It is so important to the Lord. He loves our praises. We can just worship him in song and praises when we don't know what else to do. Sometimes you're going through, a little song might spring up in your heart that you can mourn it. I never was good at memorizing a song. I love the beat to the music, but until lately I began to pay attention to the words that a song meant, to the words of it. But I always liked the beat, but as I get older, I begin to just listen and soak in the words. I'm not talking about a hard rock or nothing like that. I'm talking about praise and worship to the Lord, songs that will edify, inspire, motivate, and uplift. So we reminded how important music is to the Lord. And in this Exodus 15:1-2, and also Jeremiah 16:23, we read, and it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took a harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. How many of you know you could be sick in your body, but if you can just get a little tune in your heart, amazing grace. One of my sisters was sick and in the hospital, and she began to sing Amazing Grace, and that song uplift, touch, and healed her. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And even my daughter, she was sick, and she would love to take a trip to Louisiana. So we lived in Houston, and we would load up the car, and we would head out toward Louisiana. But before we will always pray before we head out. As we prayed, then I had to turn on some music. We had KWWJ in Houston, KTSU in Houston, and I would play those stations until they were fade out. But when they would fade out, I was putting in a CD of Lee Williams or Canton Spiritual or something upbeat that would get me on the highway. And I tell you, it looked like the Lord will anoint me the more to drive. Even when we drove school bus, we would have music. Amen. And music just make you feel good. As we were thinking about music, even in school now, we have the smart board, and we teach the children pre-K and the little children about how to say that, sing their ABCs or sing consonants and vowels. And we be in there just upbeat, and the children be upbeat. Hallelujah. And they learn faster. And I tell you what, music is so very important. I'm not talking about hard rock or music that the enemy might try to portray or try to counterfeit with the Lord's praise and worship song, because he can never do that. Praise the Lord. But we have to know in our hearts and love the Lord so much that we are enjoying and singing. And lately, I don't know, and that's how I begin to come back on radio. Praise the Lord. I begin to be up late at night, 4 days in the morning, have my CD going, playing Canton Spirituals. I'm doing just fine. Lisa knows. different artists, praise the Lord. And then I have, like I say, my four generation cousins who play guitar and sing, have a new CD out, and it's about grateful, and I just love it. I sit up late at night and I listen to it since they gave it to me last week, and I've been wearing it out, and I just love it. And so much so, music is so important to me that even when my husband passed and at the funeral, I begin to think back about the goodness of the Lord and all he had done for me. Even though losing my sweetheart, my cousin and them were playing the guitar and singing. I had to cut a little step because I was reminded back how he too loved the Lord, how he too loved praising the Lord. And I was just cutting a little step for him, knowing that he had made it in. The family probably didn't understand it. They probably, I was shouting because I was glad he was gone. But no way, I loved him. The Lord did a miracle in our marriage as ever before. If you get the book, you can read about it, how God blessed us financially so and blessed us to be more in love. Hallelujah. You can just read about it in the book. So I thank the Lord, and the music just uplifted me. And even in Isaiah 6:61-2, when the Lord tells us to put on the spirit garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness, spirit of mourning. And I mean, that was just according to the Lord's word. And as I praised him, he began to come in and uplift me over that gloom, over that broken heartness. Praise the Lord. I began to come in. I wasn't healed overnight, but it helped me to go through the service. Even when my baby daughter was killed in a car accident, I didn't feel up to going to the service that Saturday morning for the funeral. But the Lord said, if you just praise me, I'll lift you above that you're going through. I'll lift you above that you can be able to make it. And I tell you, I really, 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 really praised him with my whole heart, soul, and mind. And it did. It uplifted my spirit. And I could truly say, I am so grateful. So I pray that you be blessed this morning. Enjoy my cousin them as they sing. Amen. I just want you to hear a little bit of their new album, Grateful, a new CD, Grateful. I love the Lord. I love you. I pray this morning that you are blessed in Jesus' name. Until next week, now let's hear Grateful by Junior Disciples. Praise the Lord.